Studios. Newsflash, newsflash. Wintertime has arrived in Western PA. Stop worrying about it and come test drive the fully redesigned for 2019 Honda Pilot. KBB.com named the Pilot the best buy of the year among midsize SUVs and crossovers for the fourth year in a row. In this car, winter doesn't stand a chance. And we've got yours waiting for you at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our local music show known as Grassroots here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bob Cupp, joined by Utah Burgess to play you some local music and have a little local music discussion here tonight. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Another Sunday here. And tackling another day in 2019 and getting ourselves another day and week closer to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, which is quickly coming up July 12th and 13th. So literally from today, think about that, 7 months from today, this very day, the Band Jam will have already been over. Right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, think about we'll be packing up, and
we would be home listening to the Grassroots Show.
Yeah, I'll still be standing there in the middle of that campground, going, "Oh, what just happened?"
So don't waste time, because that time always goes fast.
Yes, it sure does. Yeah, make sure you hop over to thebandjam.com. We're starting to fill in the lineup. Tickets are available. We're adding vendors, activities. We want to thank Woodman Life again for stepping up and sponsoring. Hope to be announcing some new sponsors soon. So it's underway.
It is gearing up, and you can get those tickets now and lock in your spot with Cooper's Lake Campground if you'd like to reserve a spot. Why, many people did stay last year. It's not a prerequisite. You can come and go as you please. Cost you $20 for the entire weekend to do whatever you'd like to do. But most of that, I hope you would be enjoying some of the great music that we present that weekend, from bands to artists, different styles, very diverse lineup. Maybe the most diverse lineup yet last year, because it was very wide-ranging.
Yeah, and I probably even diverse as far as where people came from. I think we drew from 6 different states last year that came in to be a part of this festival, or, you know, just attend, to come and camp for the weekend and enjoy what we were putting on.
So come out and check it out. I think it'll give you a great sample of the local music scene and the talent that is within our region here from Western Pennsylvania and really the tri-state area when you break it down. And also, you know, a well-kept secret, I think, for a lot of people that have never been out to Cooper's Lake Campground. You're going to be amazed at its beauty and the things that you can do. I mean, you literally can make this a vacation stop, and a lot of people are doing that because there's so many different things you can do. You can go fish, you can bike, you can walk, you can hike, you can hang out, just chill. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it sure is. And make sure you tune in Friday mornings, because that's when we're dropping our little Band Jam reveal. As you have said before, we peel the curtain back.
That's right. Just open it up a little bit and get that lineup filled up for this year. So excited, too, to have a special guest in the studio here tonight. And actually, as a lot of our shows are, the interview portions are pre-recorded. This was actually one we were able to do around Christmas time, because a young lady who grew up actually went to Mars High School, so she grew up in Butler County, is a very good friend of our friend Wojo, and we've had her on before, but it's been almost a handful of years that she had been through, and she was living out in Utah, and now is actually transitioning into Nashville, where she's going to be moving, but literally tours the world, and been always amazed by the music she's created, and she has some new material she's going to do live in the studio here tonight. We're talking about Elizabeth Harza is in the studio to visit with us tonight.
All right. It's time to get some music, I think.
Yeah, let's get at it here.
You know what? We got some cool stuff from a guy named J. Roger Davis. And he also goes by the name of Southern Heritage O2, it looks like. But it's just basically one guy and his guitar. And it's got some real soul to it. I mean, think Al Green, Sam Cooke.
Ooh.
That's some good stuff. So we'll throw on his song here called Truly Amazing.
All right. Well, take me to the river, so you will. Yeah. Let's take you to last week's Band Jam announcement. We talked about the first one of the year with Shag Dog Melonhead, and they'll be making their 7th appearance at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, because they support the cause. They get the people together and get out there, and they always put on a great show. And they've got a great little story about something that existed many years ago in the Fenelton area, a little place called Circus Town.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this is this was recorded at
Meat Locker Recording Studio, who happened to be... Great segue there, Utah. You're learning well, my son. Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, where you can also record and get on the Grassroots Show.
Thanks, old Bob One.
Let's get out of here tonight. Music on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Truly amazing from when we first began. You are my best friend, my beginning and my end. Yeah. You are that special someone. God must have sent you. You're essential to my life again. Seems I'm counting on you, on your love I will depend. Promise to love you and do the best I can. Promise to keep you close and shelter you from the rain, yeah. Promise to love you and keep you by my side, yeah. Yeah. I often wonder just how my life would having you by my side to love and to cherish, yeah. For you are that special someone God must have sent you. You're essential to my life again. I'm counting on you. Love I will depend. Promise to love you and do the best I can. And I promise to keep you close and shelter you from the rain. Promise to love you and keep you by my side, yeah. Yeah. 'Cause it's truly amazing love.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show, and time now to sit down and interview a local artist, or I guess locally connected artist, we might say, on this one. Our next segment of the show being brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Stop by for a refreshingly good time, refreshingly good people, You can find a nice beverage, probably something really good to eat, too. And, well, it's the Man Can Home.
Hopefully we're airing the new commercial spot by now. So this is, if not, this is a reminder to us. We need to record.
Yeah, that's right. We want to welcome Elizabeth Harza back to the show. It has been a long time coming. And welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
She just reminded me that it's been 5 years since she has been last on.
Crazy.
And I can't believe time flies when we're having fun, but
really,
we've missed you, so it's great to have you back.
Thanks. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah. You were introduced to us by a longtime friend of the show, Mr. Wojo himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys went to school together, right?
If I remember
the story back in the days of Mars High School, right?
Mm-hmm. Days of Mars, yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
And, of course, Elizabeth is traveling the country. You've lived out in Utah and are planning a move, I guess, too. Huh?
Yeah, I've actually been, I say homeless but not without a home. For the last 2 years, I've been touring. I've been on the road between Northern Europe and the United States and just playing music and looking forward to finally having a home base again. So Utah was the base that we came back to. When I say we, I was touring with my partner, Aaron English, as a duo called English and Harza.
Okay.
And we were going back to Utah and Seattle also, because that's where he's from, and doing our thing there. But we had been traveling to Nashville a lot for songwriting and a lot of music business things, and a lot of our friends were in Nashville or moving to Nashville. So we said, I think that we should go too. And so now we're making the move. We'll be there January 1, but I've been in Pittsburgh for the last 2 months, which has been wonderful because it's been about 10 years since I've been home for the holidays.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And, of course, we're recording this over the holidays as you're here.
Yeah.
So just for the listeners to know, it's got to be exciting to have traveled the world and just kind of come back and take a breather, huh?
It is. It's really wonderful. And Aaron is actually on a tour right now. He's in Germany. He was there for November and December. 60 shows, I think, in about 65 days.
Wow.
Which is the types of tours that we've been doing. And I just got so tired and needed a break and needed to spend some time taking care of myself, getting my health under control, and just songwriting and reconnecting with all the amazing musicians here in the Berg. So it's been really wonderful to have that time off, even though I do envy him because he's had some really wonderful experiences over there. And we've established a group of extended family members at this point in Europe, and I miss them terribly. So
yeah, that's very cool, though, to hear that. And you've had an opportunity to play a little bit around here, too,
as well. Yeah. It's been wonderful. I've played a few shows. I played at the People's Gas Holiday Market, Saxenburg Hotel, also at Missing Links Brewery, and I did a fundraiser for Band Together Pittsburgh,
yes,
which is an amazing group that raises money to support music for people who are on the autism spectrum. John Vinteau and Moondog kind of spearhead that. So
yes,
I did a fundraiser over at Steamworks Creative with a bunch of artists. That was really a blast.
That's cool. What a neat setting that is, huh?
Beautiful place. What a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And, you know, the music community was always amazing here in Pittsburgh, but I have just been full speed in it since I've been home. And I tell people I've never met a more impressive music community than in Western PA, ever.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, I love Nashville.
You've traveled the world.
Yeah, and I mean, I've met amazing music communities all over, but there's something special about Pittsburgh, and I think one of the biggest things is that, you know, when you come to Pittsburgh, you could be here for 2 days or you could be here for 20 years and you can say, I'm from Pittsburgh, and the person next to you goes, yeah, me too. and you don't get that everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you go some places and you say, you know, I was somewhere for 10 years and said, oh, yeah, I'm a local. And this person goes, oh, my grandparents farmed sheep 100 years ago. Okay.
That's cool.
You're not a local. So.
Yeah. Well, I think when you live here, you become part of the fabric and it
yes.
becomes part of you. And I think that's, you know, we always joke about Steeler fans, you know, they're everywhere. There's these organizations, you know, everywhere you go, you can find,
absolutely,
you know, a place to go where they're, and it's because those people have gone somewhere else, but they don't forget where they came from.
I was going to say, you don't necessarily become a Steeler fan, though.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily.
And I have my Steeler bars in just about every town we go to, in the U.S. and Europe. So.
That's awesome. That's
really
awesome.
Great.
Well, you've had a great experience, and let's kind of reconnect people to maybe 5 years ago, if they missed that particular show, a little bit about you and how you got started in music.
Yeah, of course. So I had terrible stage fright. That was my start. I wanted to play, and I was dating a guy who was just phenomenal, just an amazing musician. And I would go to all his shows every weekend for a few years, and I would sit there and I would learn the songs and I would sing the harmonies kind of from the booth, and I would play guitar when he was in the shower when nobody could hear me. And then one day I just started getting motivated, like, I have to get over this stage fright, this fear of playing, because it's just holding me back. And so I did a study abroad in Australia, and I was going to an open mic every Wednesday. And the guy said, you come here every single Wednesday. I think you need to play before you leave. And I sat up there with my eyes wired shut and my hands shaking, and I couldn't get my guitar tuned. But that was my first show at the Old Manly Boat Shed in New South Wales.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then I came back. I put an ad on Craigslist. I had moved to Charlotte for a while to be with my mom, spend some time with my mom. She had moved down there. And I put an ad on Craigslist, and I said, you know, professional musician, only looking for professionals, no people trying to screw around, I only want to work with professionals. And I get this email from this guy, and he had been touring forever, and he was so talented. And he's like, oh, so you know music theory. I said, listen, before you hang up the phone, I need to be honest. I know nothing. I just really wanted you to call me. And he said, no, I don't think I could do this. I said, listen, just give me a shot. Let me come over. And he goes, oh, well, lucky for you, I'm a really nice guy. I'll give you some free lessons so you could come over. And I came over, and the first night was amazing. His kids and his family were there, and he cooked breakfast for dinner. And then we went upstairs, and we played some music. And I played Tracy Chapman, Give Me One Reason. And he looked at me, and he's like, all right, I'll give you a shot.
That's really cool.
So,
neat story.
He's my best friend. Brian Fatul is his name, and he's been my mentor for many years. And then Charlotte, you know, playing around there, took me to Park City, Utah. I wanted to get out west, and Park City is just an incredible community. It's just outside of Salt Lake, and I was very blessed to be invited to join a leadership program when I first got there, and that experience got me thinking about what can I do for the community, and I saw a little bit of a void in connectivity with artists, so I started a song circle with a group of friends, and it became this wonderful hub for artists that were traveling through Utah or people who were based in Utah to come and have a safe space where they could just be themselves, play their music. Note, we leave judgments and egos at the door, and it's just a place for people to meet and connect and then go out and be with each other and do things. And this community is still going. I made it. It wasn't my community, it was our community. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm not there anymore, they meet regularly. Awesome. And I get on Skype sometimes so I can be there. It's really cool. So,
oh, that's awesome.
That's been the journey so far, and touring, and now Nashville.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. That's such a neat angle to have, and I think you hear that in a lot of the open mics around here, where, you know, people just come play, and everybody embraces each other because you're musicians, and you want to share that special gift that you have, and the storytelling that goes along with it. You know, that's a really cool story.
It's been really a special journey, but when you're playing, you know, 60 shows in 65 days, things start to blur a little bit. So I try to keep a journal of everything.
Focus it back in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep that focus.
Yeah, that's cool. Elizabeth Harza is joining us on the show tonight, and you're going to play a couple of tunes here for us that these are relatively new, I would imagine.
Yes, the songs are fairly new. I think the first one that I'm going to do for you is Masterpiece.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So that's a co-write. That's a co-write with Aaron English, my partner, and also one of my favorite musicians in the world, Warren Atwell, who is a singer-songwriter performer out of Northern Ireland. And we met in Nashville back in April. We had a song circle together. We were done at about 11 o'clock at night, all tired, and said, why don't we write a song tomorrow? And Warren said, I'll be there at 11. And we almost didn't believe him, because a lot of times when you're having a few drinks at night and you say you're going to be somewhere that early in the morning, you aren't. But sure enough, he showed up, perfect timing. And we spent the whole day together. We took a break to go see our friends play a show over at the Listening Room Cafe in Nashville. And then we finished the song by the night. And Aaron and I have just been playing that song everywhere, this song. And it means so much to us. The song is just really a song for everyone, and it's about how boring the world would be if we were all the same.
Well, let's listen to it. It's Masterpiece. It's live in the studio on the Grassroots Show here tonight from Elizabeth Harza on 97.7 FM, streaming as well at 977rocks.com.
Everybody's painting a picture with every decision they make. Your life is a thing of such beauty, but all you notice are regrets and mistakes. You're a canvas full of colors leading into one another, yet you see yourself in monochrome. Just step back and let it hit you, you can see the bigger picture, all the details come together on their own. You're already so much more than you can see. You're a poem, you're a rhythm, you're a melody. You're the answer to eternal mysteries. You're a prophet, you're a dreamer, you're a visionary. When life has pulled you under, you're silenced by the thunder, you dance beneath the pouring rain. And when living makes it hard for you to breathe, just remember every moment that everybody's searching for something. Doesn't mean that anyone's lost. Can't you see that everyone's hurting? It's a feeling shared by all of us. Like a canvas full of colors bleeding into one another, step when not alone. Just step back and let it hit you, you can see the bigger picture. You know you don't have to make it on your own. We're already so much more than we can see. We are poems, we are rhythms, we are melodies. We're the answer to eternal mysteries. We are prophets, we are dreamers, we are visionaries. When life is pulled asunder, we're silenced by the thunder, we dance beneath the pouring rain. And when living makes it hard for us to breathe, we'll remember every moment, we're a masterpiece. We're all pictures in the gallery, hanging just like stars in the galaxy. Shine into infinity. You're already so much more than you can see. You're a poem, you're a rhythm, you're a melody. You're the answer to eternal mysteries. You're a prophet, you're a dreamer, you're a visionary. When life has pulled you under, you're silenced by the thunder, you dance beneath the pouring rain. And when living makes it hard for you to breathe, just remember every moment, you're a masterpiece. You're a masterpiece. You're a masterpiece. You're a masterpiece. There's a monster in my house. It won't come out. Every time I leave, it calls for me. I never get too far. Hear the monster in my head. Dreaming, think it wants me dead. Does anyone care? Can anyone see? I'm so scared. Get out, get out, get out, go. So caught up in stories lately. How could I know? I'm the only one. Change never comes to those who wait. How can I stay gone when the monster's calling? There's a monster in my house. It won't let me out. Windows boarded up so no one can see me. Run full speed for the door. Does anyone care? Can anyone see? I'm so scared. Get out, get out, get out, go. So caught up in stories lately. How could I know I'm the only one who could save me? Never made a move, that was my first mistake. Change never comes to those who wait. How can I stay gone when the monster's calling me home? Is it something I buried in another life? Can anyone see it's coming for me? Get out, get out, get out, go. So caught up in stories lately. How could I know I'm the only one who could save me? Never made a move, that was my first mistake. Change never comes to those who wait. How can I stay gone when the monster's calling me home?
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We welcome you back to our grassroots show, Local Music Tonight, on The Rock Station 97.7. And we want to thank another one of our great sponsors who have been along for our journey here on Sunday nights. And we really appreciate the fact that they support local music in this show. And, I think they have some connections to the local music as well. And they're a local hometown business, like all of our businesses are, that sponsor this grassroots show. That's Barroza's Superette. Hopefully you enjoyed some of their great meats for the holidays. But now that it's a new year, stop by for Butler's Best Hot Sausage. I make that my prerequisite. I love to make my own hamburgers, and I go nowhere else than Rose's Superette to pick up the pounds of meat that I use to create those magical things that we enjoy, because I'm a burger guy, in addition to their ham loaf, by the way. But they've got fantastic cuts. It's great quality. I always can tell that. You know a good cut of beef when you're making burgers, and if it fills the pan up with grease. Not Bros' Superette beef, that's for sure. So.
Well, and President's Day is coming up, right? Soon, yeah. Here in a month or something, so stock up.
Yeah, there you go. Stop on by. They're high on the hill, right on the price. It's Bros' Superette, South Main and Rockenstein Avenue here in Butler. We're visiting with Elizabeth Harza, and you just heard a couple of fantastic songs, one called Masterpiece, which is very moving.
Aptly named, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And the song Monster. And you started that song out and said, oh, by the way, this is brand new, so you were a little nervous about it, but yeah. What a fantastic song.
Thank you. I just wanted to play it. As soon as I get these songs that I'm excited about, I just want to get them out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend too much time, thinking about it. You just got to do it. So.
A little bit of the songwriting process for you. How does that work? Was this a solo write, particular song?
Yeah, so Monster was a solo write, and I try to give myself activities that'll inspire me to songwrite. And in this case, I was trying to write about stories of friends and even in some cases animals in my life. So I was going through and getting all of these inspiration from things that were happening outside of my life for a change. Because a lot of time as a songwriter, we talk about our own emotions. And what was amazing is through writing this song, I wrote it for my very dear friend who was going through a terrible, terrible relationship and trying to get out of it. She had been in it for many years. And that bad relationship had put strain on our relationship. And it was amazing how through the process, I actually ended up writing a song that I could relate to as well, and I'm not in her situation at all, but I think that that concept of a monster and something being in our house, whatever our house is, if it's a physical house or if it's our body is our house or any type of house, we could just all put ourselves into that position of there's something that is holding us back, and even though we can get away from it, sometimes we can't, and we're really just pushing, and we want to find that light in that greater place. So
that's cool.
That was the songwriting behind that one. Is I was meditating one day, and this idea, there's a monster in my house, just came into my head, and I got up, which you're not supposed to do, but I stopped meditating. I wrote it down, and then I went back, and after the session was done, I started writing that song.
Now, how do you relate that particular portion of a song, the lyrics portion of it, to a melody? How does that come together for you?
You know, it's always different for me. Sometimes I have a melody without lyrics. Sometimes I have lyric and melody. Sometimes I just have lyric. Sometimes I get a verse. Sometimes I get a chorus. I just let it come to me, and I just open myself to things. I have a note on my phone that's about 2 miles long. I really need to get in there and start grabbing some stuff, organizing it a bit. But that one, the melody and that line, that's what drove the song. It's the very first line. There's a monster in my house. And then I didn't have the guitar until after I had finished the meditation, and I grabbed the guitar and I picked out the melody in my head. And that's how I ended up with that, the dual melody on guitar and vocally at the same time.
That's awesome. Yeah. You said you've been touring a lot with a partner, Aaron English.
Yes.
How did that relationship occur?
Well, we were the only two non-folk artists at a folk music conference.
Okay.
So naturally, we gravitated towards each other. Actually, the way my friend tells it, my friend Mike says that I was on an elevator, and he kept saying to me, "Aaron English, you know Aaron English, Aaron English, Aaron English." I said, "Shut up, I don't know Aaron English. Stop with this Aaron English guy." And then the elevator opened, and there was Aaron English.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mike said that it was like angels, like, oh. We both looked at each other, Aaron and I, and it was very awkward. And then the elevator closed. And then next time I saw Aaron a few hours later, it was like 4 days of not being separated, because we just enjoyed being with each other. And the music, he's my favorite songwriter. Oh, his songs, if you get a chance, look up AaronEnglish.com, go to YouTube. He spent a whole year making YouTube videos that are just stunning, and he just has these beautiful, heartfelt songs, and he's so different from me. You know, we kind of joke. His favorite instrument is my least favorite instrument, and vice versa. And we laugh about that. You know, we're so different, but yet we can come together and create this music, like Masterpiece and other songs.
Wow, that's awesome. And you've toured the world, literally, together.
We have. We spent the first 2 years of our relationship, because we're life partners as well, and we spent the first 2 years of our relationship pretty much within 50 feet of each other at all times, and so it was really intense, but we got through it. He still has his head.
Say, there's got to be some music to come out of that one.
Yeah, I know, right? He can put up with me because I'm really intense, and he's really intense, but in the opposite kind of way, you know, kind of quiet and zen, and you know, just a really good person, really good human being, and I think that's what we connect on the most, is that we're both... But when we're walking down the road, I can look up at the sky and see a cloud and be like, "Hey, do you see it?" And he'll be like, "Yeah, a bear holding on to a pine tree."
Oh, wow.
You know, and things like that. We can, you know, we just see a lot of beauty in the world, and we really love people. We just genuinely enjoy meeting people. which can be hard on tour because you want to stay up after your shows and talk to everybody you know, have a glass of wine when you're in France. And
I'm looking at his European tour thing here. Yeah. He's playing a lot.
I know. I said we're doing these tours. We had been doing, you know, roughly 60 shows in 65 days, 50 shows in 55 days. But we're working on it because we love these house concerts and everything. But what we've learned, and, you know, for artists who are planning tours too, if you're listening to this, it is so valuable to book things like radio appearances, public shows, and find people that are doing a YouTube page. We went and sat for 2 hours with our friend and just BS'd with him, played a couple songs, and I think we got €150 in donations just by we really just were hanging out with the camera on with our buddy, and we couldn't have had a better time. And that generated fans, people from that. There were people in Belgium that came out to our show in Belgium. Wow. And because the reason I say this is because a lot of times people book house concerts to pay for these tours because house concerts, you know, are a little bit more fruitful when it comes to making income. But it's just really important to not only do house concerts because house concerts are private. You know, you can't just put an ad in, you can't put an ad in the local paper all the time and say, hey, come to this show. So I think that that's our next step, is really figuring out how can we be the opening act for somebody who's playing at a bigger venue somewhere in Europe and then still have our house concerts because we love them so much.
You mentioned the songwriter's circle that you started and, and been a part of. I would imagine for some people, and you were in that position, you know, afraid to speak out with their voice or maybe afraid to play that guitar or whatever instrument they play. Can you talk a little bit about how that process works for maybe somebody out there listening that is sitting there going, man, I'd love to do that. You know, I've always been backward that way with, you know, wanting to play an instrument or something, or afraid to sing in particular, and would, you know, fit that sample, I think, where there's probably a lot of other people out there that are afraid to step up and open their eyes on a stage.
Of course, yeah.
How do they get involved? How does that process work for somebody?
Well, I have my songwriter circle, which is based in Utah, and it's not mine, it's ours, because we as a group keep it going. I'm obviously not in Utah right now, but there's also here in Pittsburgh an amazing one called the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle, and that's hosted by John Hayes. It's the first Tuesday of every month at Hambone's down in Pittsburgh. If you get there about 7 o'clock, it goes till 9. Bring your lyric sheets and song ideas, and you can just, you know, present them. But what you were saying is, you know, being afraid if you can't play an instrument or sing. The good news about songwriting is really you don't have to play an instrument. You don't have to be able to sing. That's the beauty in the collaboration and meeting other people. There are so many fabulous songwriters that are not good singers or don't sing at all, but they just connect with other people. It's the connection that makes the magic happen. And I, like, people are constantly telling me, oh, well, I'm not a songwriter. I said, well, I've been talking to you for about 15 minutes, and you're really great at constructing your own sentences. So I'd say that you probably can write a song. And that's true.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but we put this thing where it has to be the best song, right? It has to be that song. But, you know, Pat Pattison, an amazing songwriting instructor, who also, shout out, on Coursera.org, does a free songwriting masterclass. Anyone can sign up for this. It's amazing. And he is on, he's at Berklee College of Music, and he does this free Coursera.org, Pat Pattison. But he says that, you know, 90% of, you know, or I'm sorry, you do 100 songs to get, you know, one good song, basically. I can't remember what his saying is, but go do the course. You'll hear the saying. I'll say it like 20 times. I'm drawing a blank. It's early for me. But anyways, something about, you know, you need 90% crap to fertilize the good 10% or something like that. But anyways, the point is that you have to write 100 really crappy songs to get one really good song. You know, Jason Mraz, whenever he came, you know, and it came about years ago, I think he came to his label with 250 songs that he wanted to record. And that's that he wanted to record. That's not how many songs he had written. Okay? You just have to write and write and write, and you have to get that crap out to fertilize the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So the songwriting, and you'd asked about collaborating too, because I say this is really, you know, this can be a great team effort. If you look at the hits, go through the Billboard Top 100, you won't find many songs that were written by one person. You'll find songs that were written by two and three and 12 people.
Yeah, yeah.
When Avicii was alive, he had 12 to 18 writers per song.
Wow.
Okay, so that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily recommend that much. If you have a crew, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, and don't give up on co-writing. Co-writing can be magical. Co-writing can be really, really difficult. I'm still in the phases. I'm newer to co-writing. I've been doing it a couple years. And it's still, it doesn't always jive like the masterpiece song where things just kind of fall together. Sometimes it's a lot of work. But the most important thing is that no idea is a bad idea. And when you're in a room with somebody and you're being vulnerable with your songwriting, it's really important to not use words like "I don't like that" and "no." Just say, yeah, because if it's a bad idea, it's going to work itself out and you're going to figure that out. And if you write a song that you're not crazy about, it's okay. You wrote a song and you'll learn from that, even though it feels like, oh, I just spent 3 hours of my life and I didn't get the best song in the world. I'm a failure. It's not like that.
Yeah.
You just have to keep doing it and stay positive and really supportive of the other person in the room. Because you're being vulnerable, you know, you have to not be afraid to suck. You have to dare to suck.
Yeah, and I was going to say that that's probably a lot of people out there that say, well, I can't write a song. It's because they haven't tried to.
Right.
First of all, because you do feel vulnerable. You're afraid to open those eyes because you are exposing yourself at that
right.
point. Yeah.
And there's so many parts to a song. There's lyric, there's melody, there's, you know, the production mm-hmm. of it. So, you know, you just have to write and not be too critical. And I think music, we all hear great music all of the time. And we put that stress on ourselves and we put that fear of I'm not the best or there's someone that's better than me. Music's so tied to our emotion. And every time I hear somebody say, I can't songwrite or I can't sing or I can't play an instrument, I say, you know, I wish that you could have seen me and heard me 10 years ago because
wow.
I couldn't sing. I couldn't play an instrument. I couldn't write a song. Okay? So if you want something, go get it.
That's awesome.
It's available.
We're having our own course right
How
here.
How about that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Grassroots.org. That's probably a real website.
Elizabeth Harza, we appreciate the visit and you're sharing your talents with us. And you're going to play a song that you and Aaron English actually wrote together.
Yeah, so Masterpiece is what we wrote together. The next song that we're going to play is
Our Horse's Scream
this
is performing together, right?
Right, right. So this one we're going to give you, actually, I'm not going to play this one. I'm going to play the one after, but I wanted to give you a recording so you could hear a little bit of what Aaron and I have been doing together. The Horse's Scream is actually a song that I wrote. It means a lot to me. It's a bit obscure, but the inspiration behind it was that I just recently learned a little bit more about, you know, Native American history and also recent history and a little bit more about what life is like for some people on the reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really moved by that because I realized that I kind of lived in a shallow hole and had no idea. So at the same time I was learning this, the Dakota Access Pipeline was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an avid horse lover. I've been working with horses my whole life. And, wild horses are being slaughtered to make room for cattle every year. So this song was inspired by those stories and just the idea of having something taken from you and you can never get it back. And so this song is called The Horse's Scream, and Aaron English is joining me on piano and backup vocals. Yeah.
And then we're going to wrap up with a song called Believe that you do here
mm-hmm.
in the studio.
And that's another one, going back to our songwriting course that we're doing here on the Grassroots Show today. If you go to this website, it's called FAWM.org, that stands for February Album Writing Month. It's a global community. It's free. It's so positive and so amazing. And the idea is to write a song every 2 days in the month of February, and then you have an album at the end. But you can write one song or two songs or no songs. But the more you write, the more interaction you get with the community. And it's amazing. And this is the first song that I wrote whenever I did it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Well, Thank you for sharing this. This was remarkable.
Thanks for having me.
We'll call this our Epiphany Show.
Yeah, great insights, and I appreciate you sharing all that.
It's wonderful. My pleasure. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
And good luck with the move to Nashville as well.
Thank you. Yeah, and if anybody wants to reach me, ElizabethHarza.com, H-A-R-E-Z-A. I'd love to chat with you about songwriting. If you have any questions or just want to check in, I'd love to hear from you.
And being that you're this much closer to us now, being in Nashville instead of Utah, yeah. It will be hopefully less than 5 years that we see you again.
Absolutely, and I'll be back. I love Pittsburgh. It's my home. So.
That's great.
We'll have to have you check in from the road on one of these tours, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Grab you on the phone there.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
It's Elizabeth Harza tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Strangers walk on holy land. Footsteps give birth to stampede. Mountains crumble. The ground trembles with fear. And the horses scream. And the horses scream. And the horses scream. Safety cannot be found here. Truth escapes the lungs. No use for possessions. Just excuse for misdirection. And the horses scream. And the horses scream. Dead soil, life sleeps, rain awakens the children, wind carries the secrets, anyone can listen, anyone can listen, and the horses scream, and the horses. Believe in me. So won't you believe in me? Please don't go. Stay and ride another wave. I'll be the undertow. I know I criticize you, but I can't help it, you know. Is it a crime to beg you to believe in me? Don't leave. Please don't go. 'Cause I'm gonna change, I can't live this way.
I just need someone to believe in me. So won't you believe in me? I'm not trying to be unjust. I'm just trying to release this doubt. And you might think I'm insecure, but won't you believe in me? Won't you believe in me? I'm gonna change, I'm gonna change. I can't live this way. I just need someone to believe in me. So won't you believe in me? Won't you believe in me? I don't need it, but I want it. I said no. I don't need it, but I want it. Want you to believe in me. So won't you believe in me?
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Check out the Steamworks session Tuesday nights at Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia, hosted by Mary Lou Scherter. Always some incredible talent on stage in this wonderful listening room. Get out and support the cause. Check out steamworkscreative.com for more information. You can check out Washboard Tony. He'll be at the Lindora Hotel Friday, January 18th, 6:30 to 8:30. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, the 14th annual Southern Fried Rock Show makes its way back to the Rockin' Red Barn. Peter B's in Sarver. Join in for some of the best in outlaw country rock, featuring Dinner Bell Road, East Coast Turnaround, the Justin Wade Band, Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys, and the band that started it all 14 years ago, Doppler Effect. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. You don't want to miss out on the fun. It'll be a great night of rock and roll music. The sound and lights provided by Lamette Productions, who are a key part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. It's all happening at Peter B's on Saturday, January 26th, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And don't forget, tickets are on sale for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground, presented by Woodman Life and local representative Tony Angerette. $20 for your tickets, thebandjam.com, the place to get it. We've already told you Shag Dog Melonhead and the Island Brothers Band are in on the cause, so be sure to be joining us in July for some great local music and the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And if you'd like to have your band advertised on our general concert calendar, shows that are upcoming, give us 2 weeks lead time and email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. We appreciate the visit tonight from Elizabeth Harza. Hope you enjoyed that and the world travels that she has done. She's really been very, very active. Native of this area, went out to Utah and now is actually going to be transitioning to Nashville. So we wish her the best of luck. And we've heard some great successes come out of Nashville with local musicians, so we wish her the same kind of luck.
Yeah, and I love how she, you know, a lot of the advice that she gave there and a lot of the perspective on her side about getting into songwriting and, you know, just some of the groups and support and all of that that's out there for that.
So. It's amazing to hear how everybody, you know, some people are born to be a natural performer. Some people have no fear. But I think a lot of people fall into that same group where the fear of failure overcomes you, the fear of exposing yourself You know, because it can be a personal thing, writing a song and presenting it in front of a crowd. But she makes a good point that I think everybody's been in that moment and maybe afraid to open their eyes and look around and share it with the crowd. But I think most people are welcoming and receiving, especially there are people out there that will help you get through that. And once you do it, I think you'll find it a lot easier. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll start playing the piano or something.
There you go, Bob. Start doing that.
Yeah.
We could use a piano player.
Okay. So, well, the ever-expanding Noble Hops Band.
The ever-expanding, yes.
I play a mean triangle, you Tom. Hey. Just telling you. So if you want to pass that along to Jennifer, Lynn, and Rob, why, I can do the triangle in the background.
Well, you're in.
Hey, speaking of in, we would love to have information from you to include on our grassroots show, whether it's a song that you'd like to have played, or in particular, get an inclusion on our concert calendar. We'd love to hear from you, because that's why we do it, to let people know how they can come out and see you, the venues, the people that create this great music that we feature here on the Grassroots Show. Give us a quick email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Stands for Butler County Radio Network, and we'd love to get it on. I know there's some shows that pop up every once in a while, and you wonder, who was promoting that, or who's advertising that, because I didn't hear about it. And one involved a pretty impressive band that has been around a long time. They just popped up in a local brewery. So, you know, let us help you advertise that. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what the concert calendar is for. And we're probably looking at a lot of new music again this year. So if you have anything coming out, give us a heads up. If you want to get on the show, let us know. We'll get you scheduled, because we are now booking 2019.
How about that?
Yeah, we got pretty buried last year, so we're pacing it a little bit better this year.
But already out of the gate, 2 weeks in a row, great work, you know, great works and sounds from Elizabeth Harza and Vit Tobacco last week, and hope Vit had a great turnout for his CD release last night, because that's underway. So I encourage you to pick up a copy of Vit's new CD as well, called Writer's Tears. So it's great stuff.
All right.
Let's get to the music here.
Yeah. Hey, let's throw on a guest that we had on the show last year. He runs his own internet radio also that features all kinds of local music, and he builds websites and helps with promotions, all kinds of stuff. And that's James Buckley. And he sent us some of his recorded works. And so I say we throw on his Basically Beautiful.
All right. Speaking of places to play, I know James plays quite a bit down at the Needs Hotel.
Yes, yeah.
So check him out in Lawrenceville, or he might even pop up in the Strip District playing on the street corner one morning. So keep an eye out for him. And we're going to do a song, actually, that was sent to us, a CD that was featuring Bob Giacometti from Shannon and the Merger. He put this together this past year. He and Robin Matthews did a little duo thing called R&B, Robin and Bob. And the album, it's an EP. I think there's, seven songs on this thing. It's called Leave On. And we're going to do the title track that actually features Robin and Bob together. And they have Josh Gerba on drums and some help on trumpet from Chris Volpe and Alan Wells on the tenor banjo. It's a fun little ditty here called Leave On. We'll follow that up from James Buckley. And we will follow up next week again with you on our Grassroots Show every Sunday night right here on The Rock Station 97.7. Get free.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Wintertime is back. So
so come test drive the Honda CR-V, the HR-V, and the fully redesigned for 2019 Honda Pilot, all earning top marks and five-star overall safety scores from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration at Honda North. Your safety matters most. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. Lives we're leading the way we've always done before.
Yeah. What's so civil about war anyway?
Station 97.7. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Walls you built within come tumbling.